Will the RAL member of parliament stand up? Quote, community organization hold an elected representative accountable for quality health services to his electorate. End of quote. Story by Samia Afrin. Narrated by Monaram Aman Hiru. Location, Bangladesh. Partner organization, Maripaco. CQC framework highlight. Establish a well-thought-out functioning grievance redress mechanism with adequate participation / inclusion of non-system people at the grassroots level, which addresses grievances in a timely manner. The action taken should be monitored. Existing mechanisms should be activated and empowered, which should include an element of capacity enhancement of the officials / members of the grievance redress committee. Sankalpa Trust, a community-based organization CBO of Maripaco, has been working since 2003 with the Women's Health and Rights Advocacy Partnership, South Asia Initiative, in order to ensure the accountability of service providers in Pathargata Upazila. Note reference, 1. In Bargana District of Barisal Division. It monitors services provided at government health facilities and advocates for quality health services through the activation of Hospital Management Committees, HMC. Note reference, 2. Sankalpa Trust is also a member of the HMC of the Pathargata Upazila. According to current government orders in Bangladesh, an HMC is to be headed by the local member of parliament MP. Similarly, the Upazila Health and Family Planning Officer, an FPO, is the member secretary for HMC. According to government rules, HMC meetings should be held monthly in order to discuss issues related to the quality of healthcare services in hospitals, and to find ways to address the issues that require approval of the local MP. In 2014, Sankalpa Trust found out that the HMC in Pathargata Upazila Health Complex has not met in more than 2 years. This was because of the very infrequent visit of the MP in the Upazila due to his busy work schedule. The absence of HMC meetings led to a deterioration in page 29. Accountability mechanisms and services in the health complex. Doctors were not available even during the time of their duty, patients were charged illegal fees, the quality of the medicines and other services were compromised, and there was lack of running water in the health facility. In addition, the security at the hospital was poor, and failed to deter loitering drug abusers, who discouraged patients' use of the facilities. Through an initiative of the executive director at Sankalpa Trust, these issues were discussed at the Right to Health Alliance. Note reference, 3. Meetings. The members of the alliance decided to reach out to the MP to inform him of the situation and to stress the importance of activating the HMC. The alliance members met with the MP, who made several promises but did not keep his word. Despite this, Sankalpa Trust proactively put the agenda together. Unfortunately, the agenda was dismissed by the secretary of the committee, who failed to show up at a meeting that the MP did attend due to a fear that they would be held accountable for irregularities in the health complex. However, the Health Alliance under the leadership of Sankalpa Trust did not give up, and continued lobbying with the MP and with the Upazila Executive Officer and Upazila Health and Family Planning Officer and FPO. Image. Caption. HMC meeting in Pathargata Upazila Health Complex. Source, Mirza Khaled. End of caption. Image description. This picture shows a meeting of Hospital Management Committee members in Bangladesh. End of image description. Finally, after a year of advocacy, the MP was convinced and assured that he would call for a meeting during his next visit. He called for the first HMC meeting in more than 3 years on March 19, 2015. The issues that were identified through the monitoring of the facility by Sankalpa Trust and the alliance were discussed. When the importance of regularity of the HMC meeting was brought up, the MP affirmed it, and said that in his absence, the co-chairperson would chair the meeting. Following the meeting, actions were taken in order to improve services at the health complex. These included the following: reduced absenteeism and frequent transfers of medical officers, increased visits by doctors, the organization of health education for outpatient department OPD patients, increased OPD usage, the reduction in the demands for informal payments, improved sanitation, a regular water supply, and improved security at the campus. Moreover, the committee members are now more proactive in identifying problems and taking measures to solve them. These changes would not have materialized if not for the perseverance and commitment of Sankalpa Trust and members of the Right to Health Alliance. Page 30.